Parshas Vayechi. In this week's parasha, we find the brachas. Yaakov Avinu gives brachas to all of his children just before his patira. And we would like to look at one particular pasuk in Perek Mem Tes, pasuk Yud Gimel, Zvulun L'Choif Yamim Yishkein. Zvulun will reside L'Choif Yamim on the side of the sea. V'hu L'Choif Oniyos, and he will set sail on boats V'Yarkasei Al Tzidon. So this is the bracha given to Zvulun, that he'll live on the shore and he'll set sail in boats. The very next pasuk, of course, tells us about Yisachar. Yisachar chamoir gorem. He's compared to a donkey who carries a heavy load, and of course this is a reference to the oil ha-Torah. Yisachar is the shevet of Torah. So Rashi tells us, what does it mean that Zvulun lives on the shore, on the coast, and he sets sails on boats? Bimkoim ha-nomol. Nomol is a port. Sha'oniyos mevios shom prakmatya. That's where the boats unload all of their merchandise. Sha'oyos zvulun oisek beparkmatya, because zvulun indeed were oisek in business. Umamtsi mozoin l'shevet Yisachar. They're the ones who provide sustenance and food for the tribe of Yisachar. V'heim oiskin b'teira. And meanwhile, Yisachar, through the support of Zvulun, are able to be oisik b'teira. Hu sha'omar Moshe, says Rashi, and this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was also referring to when he put Yisachar and Zvulun in the same bracket, and he said, smach Zvulun b'tzeisecha. Zvulun will rejoice as they exit. Where are they exiting to? This means, because Zvulun are always on the travel. V'yisachar v'oyhalecha. Meanwhile, Yisachar, they remain in the tents. Which tents? Just like we know with Yaakov Avinu, he's the Yoshev Oyholim, the tent of Torah. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu meant as well. That Zvulun yotzei v'parkamatya, Zvulun went out to work in merchandise and earn the money. V'yisachar oisek v'Torah v'oyalim, whilst Yisachar oisek in Torah in their tents. So this, of course, is a reference to the famous Yisachar-Zvulun partnership. The famous Yisachar-Zvulun partnership, which is not just a halachic concept, you see it quite clearly here in the Psukim, both Yaakov Avinu and in turn Moshe Rabbeinu both refer to. Yaakov Avinu in our parasha, Zvulun L'Choif Yamim, he's going to be on the port, on the shore, because he's setting sail in order to earn business. For what reason? As the very next pasuk tells us, because Yisachar is the tribe of Torah. Yisachar is supported by Zvulun. So too, Moshe Rabbeinu refers to this partnership. Smach Zvulun v'tzeisecha v'yisachar b'oyhalecha. So as we mentioned, this is a partnership known as the Yisachar-Zvulun partnership. It's interesting to note, there is a Mishnah, the opening Mishnah actually in the Sefer Zvachim. The very first Mishnah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. And there is a mention there of Shimon Achi Azariah. Very strange. There's a Tana in the Mishnah called Shimon, the brother of Azariah. Why is it important to know who his brother is? So Rashi says there, because Azariah is our brother, Osak Beparkamatya. So too, this brother Azariah would be Isaac in business, the Sipik Sarke Shimon Ochiv, and he provided for all the Gashmius needs of Shimon Bashar Shahoya Isaac Vatera, and that was the deal. The Hisnu Beinehem, and they stipulated between the two of them, Shiehe Chelek La Azariah Beschar Talmudai Shel Shimon, that this was the deal that they struck together. That Azariah went out to work would support Shimon, and the arrangement was I, Azariah, will get a reward, part of the reward, as a result of your learning Torah. And that's why, says Rashi, when you mention Shimon's name in the Mishnah, you have to mention Azariah as well. Shimon, the brother of Azariah, why must we make mention of him? Because he's absolutely a shutuf in the Torah of his brother Shimon, to the extent that without Azariah there wouldn't be a Shimon.
At least it wouldn't be the holy Tana Shimon, because he was the one who provided for him in the very same way as Yisachar is provided for by Zvulun. There is a beautiful Eir HaChaim HaKadosh in Parshas V'zois HaBracha on that posse that we mentioned before. Smach Zvulun V'tzeisecha. Zvulun is smach. Now why is he smach? Why is he rejoicing to go out into business? So Eir HaChaim HaKadosh has a wonderful explanation. He says, you know, when you go to work on a regular day, you set out, 9 o'clock, you're in the office, you don't know, will it be a good day in the office, or won't it be a good day in the office? You might be matzliach, you might not be matzliach. At best, you might be someach at the end of the day. At the beginning of the day, you don't know whether you'll be matzliach, but there's one person who knows he's matzliach. Who's that? Zvulun. Guaranteed. If you're working in order to support Torah, then smach Zvulun when? But say, therefore, even when he goes out to work, before he's come back, he doesn't need to return home and say, oh, that was a good day in the office. Of course it was a good day, because you're earning money to support Torah. What could possibly be better than that? So, smach Zvulun, but say, therefore. And this, of course, is the wonderful chelek, the sechar of the one who is supportive of Torah, so much so, that the Gemara in Pesachim incredibly says, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Kol ha-matil melei lechis tamad chochem. Whoever provides sustenance for a tamad chochem, zeicha v'yoyshev b'yeshiva shalmailo. When it comes to after 120, he'll be in the bezdin shalmailo, in the yeshiva shalmailo. Where will he be? Together with the one that he supported. So he might not be a tamad chochem himself, but by virtue of the fact that he supported a tamad chochem in learning, and the learning of that Talmud Chacham came about through him, he will be zeicha to be sitting together in Gan Eden. So, no wonder, smach zvulun v'tzei zecha. This is a good day in the office. This is the best investment you could possibly make. You know, I have an uncle in Bnei Brak, Yom Tov Zanger, told me that after he got married, there were various family members of his who put pressure on him. Lord, you're going to work, you're going to business, what's all this learning business? Eventually he had enough, and one of his family members said to him, "No, what are you doing with life?" He says, I'm into long-term investments. That's my idea. I'm into long-term investments. He asked him, "Ah, Baruch Hashem, stop, at the end of the day, you've come round. Tell me, what are you investing in?" He said, "In the world to come. That's my long-term investment." So Zvulun over here has the ultimate investment. It's the long-term investment that he's investing in his place in Yeshiva Shalmailo, and that's why it's Smach Zvulun V'Tzeisecha. Now, the Medrash says in our parasha that, as we pointed out, Yisachar and Zvulun are mentioned back to back, exactly as they are also in parashas V'Zeis HaBrocha. But let's note, and the Medrash makes note of this, an unbelievable observation. Not only are they mentioned together, but in fact, Zvulun is mentioned first. That you see in our parasha, and also in parashas V'Zeis HaBracha. In our parasha, Zvulun l'choif yamim yishkoin, the next pasuk, Yisachar chomer goyim. So too in Moshe Rabbeinu's brachas, smach Zvulun v'teisecha, v'yisachar bo'yalecha. So not only is this a partnership, as we mentioned, that Zvulun will find himself together with Yisachar in Olam Haba, but the Medrash points out that actually, Lashon of the Medrash, Zvulun Kodam. Zvulun is Kodam li Yisachar. They actually get mentioned prior to Yisachar. Prior to Yisachar. Which is, of course, a tremendous chiddush. They get mentioned prior to Yisachar, both in our parasha and also in parashas V'Zeis HaBracha. Says the Sforno, why indeed are they mentioned first? Because the Mishnah tells us, in Ein Kemach, Ein Torah. If there's no support of Torah, then there can be no Torah. So to an extent, we actually give a certain chashivos to Zvulun over and above Yisachar, because they're the ones who are supporting the Torah. In Ein Kamach Ein Torah, this foreign who says, this is the way that actually Klal Yisrael is set up. Because which are the other Shevet of Torah? Shevet Levi. Levi don't have a portion in Eretz Yisrael. So we as the Yisraelim have to support the Levim and the Kohanim. The Kohanim and the Levim are the Shevet of Torah. We support them. Eitz Chaim hi lamachazikim bo. We are granted life because we are machzik, because we are the ones supporting, we are the ones supporting Torah. And the Medrash says, makes fascinating connection. Remember we said that the Yisachar Zvulun partnership is the Shimon, brother of Azariah, partnership as well. Shimon Achei Azariah, the brother of Azariah. The brother of Azariah, it sounds like that his great claim to fame is that he is the brother of Azariah. I would have thought the contrary. Azariah's claim to fame is that he is the brother of Moshe. Says the Medrash, once again, what's going on? V'haloi Shimon, hoyo godoil me Azariah. Surely Shimon was greater than Azariah. So we should talk about Azariah being the brother of Shimon, not Shimon being the brother of the supporter. Elos, says the Medrash, no, because Azariah was the one who was oisek in business to support him. Lefichoch nikra al shemoi. That's why his name is mentioned with great chashivus. Says the Medrash, exactly the same as Yisachar and Zvulun. Yisachar is Godel. Yisachar is after all greater than Zvulun. So why is Zvulun mentioned first? In Ein Kemach Ein Teira. Because if there wouldn't be a Zvulun, then there wouldn't be a Yisachar at all. That's what the Medrash points out. That's what the Medrash points out. If you open the Shulchan Aruch, in Yeridea, Simon Reish Mem Vav, Siv Aleph, the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Kol Ish B'Yisrael, every member of Klal Yisrael, without exception, Chayev B'Talmud Torah. Everybody has to learn. Bein Oni, Bein Oshir, whether he's young, whether he's old, whether he's healthy, whether he's sick. Chayev Likvoy Aloy Zman. Everybody has to fix an allotted time for Talmud Torah, Bayoim Ubalailo. Shenema, Vogisa Boyoimum Balailo. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Umi Shei Echshaloy Lilmoid. What happens if it's somebody who is impossible for him to learn? It's impossible. Mipnei She'einu Yoidea, for example, he doesn't know how to learn. Or because he's got tiridus, he's got so many pressing needs, that he's involved in 101 things, he literally doesn't have a spare minute, so what should he do? But you've got to learn. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Yaspik la'acherim haloimdim. Then at least provide for others who are learning. Provide for others who are learning. Now let's note, where is this halacha written in Shulchan Aruch? In which halachas? In Yeridea, Siman Reish Mem Vav. That's Hilchas Talmud Torah, not Hilchas Tzedakah. If you're supporting learning, that's not an act of Tzedakah only, it's actually an act of Talmud Torah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling you. Every person has to learn, and if not, at least support learning. Says the Ramah, the Techoshev Loi, this will be considered Ke'ilu Loimed Ba'atzma. Unbelievable thing. It's as if you learn yourself. Says the Ramah, the Yochel Odom Lahasnois Im Chaveroi. A person is allowed to stipulate with his friend that he will be Oisek Matera, the other one will be Oisek Im Paranosa, the Yachloik Im Mehascha, and they'll go halves on the Scha. So this Yisachar Zvulun partnership that we mentioned is a sif in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says you can set up an arrangement like this. And the Vilna Goyen, on the Shulchan Aruch, the Vilna Goyen always brings sources for the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch, and he quotes the Medrash we quoted, and he quotes the Medrash with regard to Shimon and Azariah, and he quotes the Gemara that we mentioned in Pesachim, that if you support a Talmud Chacham, you'll end up together with him in Gan Eden. Says the Vilna Goyen, all of those are sources for what the Ramah is telling you, that you can set up what we call a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement. So much so, that if you do so, half-halves on the Scha. Half-half on the Scha. The person who never opened the sefer, because maybe he doesn't know how to learn, he will get schar as if he learned himself. That's what the Ramah is telling you.
The Ramah, the real source of the Ramah, is coming from a Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham is one of the great Rishonim. He's the one who paskened this halacha, and that's what the Ramah is quoting. Now, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, this is absolutely fascinating. Rabbi Kiveiger there, very briefly, just says, have a look in the Tshuvas of the Maram Al-Shika. Rabbi Kiveiger says, have a look, then you have to have a look. In the Tshuva of the Maram Al-Shika, with one of the Achrayim, he quotes a Rav Chaim Goyim. Rav Chaim Goyim, the Goyim were before the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yerucham is a Rishon. Rav Chaim Goyim seems to say the opposite. Everything we've just mentioned, and there are more paskas l'alocha, you can set up a Yisachar Zlum arrangement, and you go halves. Says Rav Kiveiger, look in the Maram Al-Shika when he quotes in the name of Rav Chaim Goyim. So I looked it up, and Rav Chaim Goyim says, very, very sharp terminology. He says, I was asked, can it be that you can support somebody in Torah or mitzvahs and go halves on the schar? Says Rav Chaim Goyim, if somebody does this, you should know, Elu Divrei Hevel. Not very complimentary. Elu Divrei Hevel. This has no basis whatsoever. No such thing. Ein Lismoich Alein. Don't rely. If anybody tells you that such an arrangement exists, no such thing. Eich Yale Al Aleif. He says, how could you possibly entertain a possibility? Ki Secharoi Shel Zeh. Shel Maisim Toivim Sheosel Zeh. Lezeh? Somebody else does a mitzvah, somebody else learns Torah, and I get a schar for it? No such thing doesn't make any sense. In the same way, as he says, if somebody else does an aveira, I don't get an oinish for it. I'm not held accountable for somebody else's aveiras, neither do I get rewards for somebody else's mitzvahs or talmud Torah. So we seem to have an enormous machlokes. Rabbeinu Yerucham says quite clearly, and there are more paskins this halacha, that you can have a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement. And not just you can have a Yisachar Zvulun arrangement, which of course nobody doubts, because the Torah talks about it, but the connotations of that Yisachar Zvulun arrangement are, you go halves on the schar. And Rav Chaim Goyim says, sorry, no such thing exists. Now let's just stop a moment. Rav Chaim Goyim, of course, is not chas v'shalom, minimizing the great zechus of supporting Torah. But which mitzvah? If you ask Rav Chaim Goyim, which mitzvah are you fulfilling if you support Torah, what would he say? Sukkah. You can support a shul, and you can support a hospital, and you can support the local hatzalah, and you can support Talmid Chacham learning. That's a wonderful thing. Nobody doubts that. Chas v'shalom, let's not make a mistake. Rav Chaim Goyim knows that there exists a Yisachar Zvulun Shutzos. That's not the discussion over here. What is the discussion? Is it really true that if you support a Yisachar, and your name is Zvulun, or you're an Azariah supporting a Shimon, do you go half-halves on the reward? Rabbeinu Yerucham says yes, and that's what the Ramah says. What did Rabbi Kiveiger say? Look in the Maram Al-Shekhar in the name of Rabbi Goy, no such thing, Hevel. He seems to have an enormous machlekes rishonim. So I saw a phenomenal tshuva in the Imrei Bina. The Imrei Bina is Rav Meir Oyerbach. Rav Meir Oyerbach was one of the Ziknei Yerushalayim about 100 years ago. And he says, I'd like to suggest, there's no machlekes. Just the opening line, you'll fall off your seat. Rabbi Yerucham says you go half-half. Rav Chaim Goyim says it's Divrei Hevel. How can I not be a machlekes? Says the Imrei Bina, I'd like to find common ground, and I think there's no machlekes. How on earth are you going to try and reconcile these two shittas? So he does so in the most phenomenal way. The Imrei Bina says, when a person does an aveira, or when a person does a mitzvah, there are two punishments for an aveira, and there are two rewards for a mitzvah.
Rav Haigoin is talking about one, Rav Yeruchim is talking about the other, and never the twain shall meet. There's no machlokes whatsoever. That's the plan. Now, how does he execute this plan? It's unbelievable. He says as follows. When a person does an aveira, he earns a punishment. He has to be punished. He's held accountable and punishable on two separate counts. Number one, when a person is over an aveira, that is mekalkel his nefesh. As he calls it, where he's magdir it, skuli. Skuli, a person does an aveira, that's mashpia on his nefesh. And in order, therefore, to get rid of that kilkul hal nefesh, he has to either be makabel a serious set of tshuva, or has to get an oimesh, but that's one line of accountability. But there's another, and that is, as he calls it, gmuli. Gmuli means reward and punishment. If you do an aveira, besides for the fact that you've been makalkal your nefesh, you've disobeyed the melech. And if you disobey the melech, then you deserve punishment for that as well. The moshal he gives, imagine a chayla who is treated by a top doctor. And the doctor says, this is what you must do, take the following medication, the following exercise, the following precautions. After a month, the patient comes back and he says, well, did you do that? He says, no, actually I did the exact opposite. So he's held accountable on two counts. Firstly, well, if you did the opposite and you ate things that are dangerous for your health, then they will be dangerous for your health. That's the matzias that's going to happen to his goof. But there's also the fact that he had the audacity to disobey his doctor. That's two separate counts, and he's held accountable on both. In theory, the doctor, or Kadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoydo v'atzmo, can waive the punishment. Which punishment can they waive? The doctor might well tell his patient, listen, the fact that you disobeyed me, I'm very upset about it, I'll overlook that. But I can't overlook the fact that you ate things that are detrimental to your health. I can't just ignore that. And we're going to have to go through a whole procedure now to try and remove all that damage. That's the material that can't be waived or just forfeited or ignored. Says the Imre Bino, so too with regard to mitzvahs. When a person does a mitzvah, two things happen to him. For two separate reasons, he's deserving of reward. Number one, when a person does a mitzvah, that elevates the soul. That's what mitzvahs are there for. Chazal tell us why we have 613 mitzvahs in order to elevate the soul. So he becomes an ish kodesh, an elevated person. But as another account, if you do a mitzvah, you've been mekayim the instruction of the melech. For that, you also deserve reward. You obeyed the instruction of the melech, and for that alone, you deserve reward. Again, the Imre Bina calls it sguli and gmuli. Sguli is the matzias, the reality, and the gmuli is the reward for obeying or disobeying. Says the Imre Bina, if that's the case, I can reconcile the machlekas. There is no machlekas whatsoever. Let's ask ourselves a question. Yisachar is learning Torah, and Zevulun is supporting him learn Torah. Does it make sense that Zevulun will get an equal schar to that of Yisachar? And the answer is, it depends which schar you're talking about. If you're talking about the schar of the kedusha to the guf, the elevation to the soul, well, of course, that can only pertain to the one who learned it. Imagine you have, for example, somebody who's sick, and you are the one who brought him, purchased him medication and very healthy foods. So, and you give it to the chayla to eat, so you're going to have now some improvement to your guf. That's a reality that can only pertain to the one who did it. So with regard to that schar of the elevation, as he calls it, sguli, that matzias, that the whole person becomes nisraimim, of course, that can only apply to the one who did the mitzvah. And for all the pure intentions, and it's a wonderful thing to go and support somebody learning, the one supporting, you cannot say that his guf is nisraimim, his neshama is nisraimim. But if you're talking about the other type of reward, you deserve a reward because you are makayim the rotsin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. well then the one who supported it is an absolute equal part. He was the one who facilitated the tzibur of the melech being fulfilled. So he says, in the same way again, in reverse. Imagine you purchase something very damaging for your friends. And the damage will be done to the one who actually ate it, not to the supporter. Says the Imre Bina, if that's the case, there's no machlokes whatsoever. Rav Chaim Goin, when he says it's hebel, it makes no sense. Which tzar was he talking about? He was talking about this tzar, the person becomes nisraimim. That can only apply to the one who's sitting learning Torah. Whereas if you're talking about the tzar of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs were kept, and his rotzen was niskayim, the gezeirah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was fulfilled, then the support has an equal part. And that's what Rabbi Yerucham are talking about, and that's what the Ramah are talking about, that there's no steer whatsoever. So this doesn't in any way minimize the tremendous value of the Zvulun supporting the Yisachar, or the Azariah supporting the Shimon. But if you want to know, is it really true that they go halves on the Tzhar, the answer is, depends which Tzhar you're talking about. If you're talking about the Tzhar of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rotzen was fulfilled, then anybody who was party to that has an equal chelek in the Tzhar. Without Zvulun, there wouldn't be a Yisachar. To the extent that we said the Torah actually writes Zvulun first. He writes Zvulun first. But if you're talking about the star that, the Matthias of the Guf, whose Guf will be elevated in the Skadesh, that's the one who's learning. But who will get the star of the one who is the Goyrim, the cause, because Baruch Hu's Rotsim, to be Miskayim, that's Yisocha, and Zvulun equally. And if there wouldn't be a Zvulun, then actually there wouldn't be a Yisocha after all. That's the way the Imre Bino puts them all together. That's the way he puts them all together. It's an unbelievable Imre Bino. I would just say in conclusion the following. The Chofetz Chaim writes an incredible thing. We mentioned before that somebody who supports Torah learning, he will find himself in Gan Eden together with the Yisoch. Zvulun will be together with Yisoch in Gan Eden. Azariah will be together with Shimon in Gan Eden. Says the Chofetz Chaim, an amazing thing. What's he going to do there? Can you imagine what an embarrassing thing it will be for Zvulun? I'll put him in the Mizrach front row of this great yeshiva, and everyone will start learning. What will he do? He'll take out his business accounts. Says the Chofetz Chaim, it must be that when he comes up to Shemayim, he'll know all the Torah that Yisachar learned. Everything that Yisachar learned, he will know. So Chofetz Chaim says, it must be. Otherwise, what type of zechus is it? Oh, you'll be next to Yisachar in Gan Eden. I couldn't think of anything worse than Chofetz Chaim. You'll be the greatest busha. I've never opened a safe in my life. I have no idea what they're all learning. You'll be mafalpul, but I have nothing to add to this discussion. And Amayis Chofetz Chaim, you will know exactly what Yisachar was. All his yediyas ha-Torah will apply to Zvulun as well. And the story is told, a quite mind-blowing story. In the times of Rav Chaim Volozhin, the prime Talmud of the Vilna Gaon, there was a very complicated halachic shaila in the laws of shatnas. Rav Chaim Volozhin had a dream in which a simple Jew, quote unquote, appeared to him in a dream and gave him a whole halachic discourse in the complicated halachas of shatnas. And Rav Chaim Volozhin was blown away. How does this Jew know anything about shatnas? We don't ever remember him learning a word. Definitely not the intricate laws of shatnas, but it turned out that he supported the Talmud Chacham. And for this simple Jew, quote unquote, is now in the Bezdin Shalmala, he knows all the halachas of shatnas, just like the Yisachar that he supported. So Chaim Volozhin had this gilui in the chaloim from a Yehudi pashut. Turns out he wasn't so pashut. He wasn't such a simple Jew. The final line we will leave for Yaakov Kamenetsky. Yaakov Kamenetsky, this is right at the end of the Torah in Parshas Bezei Sabrocha. After all, this is where the Yisachar Zvulun partnership is mentioned again. Yaakov Kamenetsky asks a typically novel question. Zvulun will come to Shemayim. As we mentioned before, And he'll find himself knowing all of the Torah that Yisachar learned. Why? Because ultimately he was one who supported him in learning, and as we said, he'll be together with him in Gan Eden. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, just explain to me, he says, how does this work? At the end of the day, we all know there is only one way to acquire Torah, and that is Amelus Batayah. Amelus Batayah, a person has to toil in Torah. No such thing as Torah just being given as a gift. You know, there's a story told about a wealthy individual who promised to give a huge donation to a big Torah institution in the times of the Chazon Ish on condition that they will arrange, he'll get a brocha from the Chazon Ish. They talked to the Chazon Ish, yet finally it's agreed. He gave the donation, they bring him to the Chazon Ish, this was the deal, I gave a big donation, can I have a brocha for the Chazon Ish? The Chazon Ish says, fine, which brocha would you like? He said, I'd like to know all of Shas. The Chazon Ish says, with learning or without learning? There's no trick, there's no bracha to learn all of Shas. There's no one to know Shas, it's to learn it. So we have to come and ask you, so how does this work? How does the Zvulun suddenly land up in Gan Eden knowing all of Shas? All of the halachas of Shatnas, and he can appear in a dream to Ruchaim Balazs, telling him, giving him a shiur, no, for Shatnas. But he never actually opened the Shulchan Aruch. Where was his Amelus? Where was his Olam? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, unbelievable. Says Rabbi Yaakov, don't forget what the Gemara says in Nidud Daf Lamed. The Gemara says, the unborn child, fetus, is there in the Rechem Ha'ein, together with the Malach, learning all of Torah. Kol HaTorah Kulo. He's learned all of Torah. He comes, La'avir Oilam, and he gets a little flick and it's all forgotten. So, what was the whole exercise for? Why did he forget it? What a shame, he was a huge Talmud Chacham. And the answer is, it's true, but there's a Tanai. The Tanai is, like we said, there has to be Omol. There has to be Omol. There has to be Omol. So you see over here that essentially, Torah can be acquired, even given to you by a Malach, but there's got to be Omol. There's got to be Omol. So he comes into this world and he's got to do Omol. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zvulun was Omol. Which Omol? In the office. That was his Amelus. And when he was Omol, and he set sail in the boat, then all of that Torah that he once upon a time learned, he did learn Torah, Kol HaTorah Kulo. You only forgot it because of the condition, where's your Omol? But you spent a life of being Omol in business. Albeit, not some for the sake of earning money, for the sake of supporting Torah, so all that Torah that you once upon a time learned will come back to you. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Therefore it turns out, as he writes, Ein koine yediyas ha-Torah v'loy omol. It's not coming as a freebie. He once learned Torah. It was just taken away from him because there needs to be that condition of omol. Ha'omol mitrakez v'parnasos yisohar. By virtue of the fact that he spent his life toiling to support Torah, oh, that's the omol. The box has been checked. If that's the case, then all of that Torah that he initially learned with the Malach all come back to him, and he'll end up together in Gan Eden with Yisachar. So if anybody ever needed an incentive, not that we do, not only to learn Torah, but if we're unable to do so, to be machzik leim de Torah, then I think these Divrei Chazal are that incentive. You see, there's an equal Sechar, at least the way there are more Paskins, and according to Imre Bino, nobody disagrees. And the Medrash even pointed out to us that Zvulun gets mentioned in the Torah first. Both in Parshas Vayechi and in Parshas Vezeis Avrocha. Now, of course, all said and done, there is no exchange, there is nothing that can outdo actually sitting and learning itself. But either somebody is unable to do so, the Ma'atoiv, if somebody is able to learn Torah and also be Masnik Torah, then he can be the Yisocha and the Zvulun, and he can ever be Kainash Torah.